Welcome to The Chemist Chick with Helen Nichols. True stories from behind the pharmacy counter.
Hello, potties. Like I've said before, I will give anything a go once. Another brief job I had in the 70s was as a receptionist switchboard operator for the Mercedes-Benz company in Mossman in Sydney. They're still there, by the way. Like my dental nurse job, I saw it in the classified section of the newspaper. Whenever I would go for a position anywhere, I always got the job, probably because I presented well and oozed confidence, even when I had no bloody clue what I was doing or saying. Like Dad's mantra, an ounce of bullshit is worth a ton of science. You know, fake it till you make it. So I rock up for the interview. This lovely man, immaculately groomed, expensive suit, kind, warm, demure, shakes my hand. Good morning, Helen. Follow me. Let me show you around. So, Helen, here we have the Sylvania switchboard. I look at this huge monster. Looks like Medusa's hair with snake-like cords coming out of every hole. Lights flashing red and green. So you're familiar with one of these? Oh, yes, definitely. I use this type all the time. I have never seen the likes of this contraption in my life. I was also always so focused on getting the job done that the details, like not having a clue what to do, would sort itself out down the track. Then he takes me to the front desk where I greet people. There's a big microphone with a switch for me to page the showroom. This I have no problem with. Would you like to give it a go, Helen? Most people are intimidated by it. Sure, no worries. I flick the switch. Barry Smith to the front desk. Barry Smith to reception, please. Right, okay, good. You have a lovely clear voice, good pronunciation, confident. You're a natural. I'd also done 12 months business college in Sydney, so I could touch type 70 words a minute, very average shorthand, and most of the other duties were a breeze. But Medusa, Mr. Lovely said, you've got the job. Can you start Monday, 9 a.m? Wonderful, yes, thank you. He then takes me into another office through a group of girls in a typing pool. We sit down to talk about terms, conditions, wages, etc. Then he says to me, with great excitement in his voice, if you stay at Mercedes for 10 years, our employees can purchase a Merc on a payment plan at a very low cost. What a great incentive to stay at an awesome company like this and be so rewarded for your loyalty. After all the dotting the I's and crossing the T's, he escorts me back to the front through the typing pool. As I'm passing the desks, someone calls out, "Hey, Helen!" I turn to see an old chemist chick friend of mine. "Hey, hello, how are you going?" "I'm good, Helza. I finish here today at 5. Do you want to meet me at the Oaks Hotel for Friday night drinks?" "Yeah, awesome. See you there." Now, the Oaks is an iconic pub on Military Road, Neutral Bay. Many a wild night had there. And the days again of the best music. It's also still there. Do yourselves a favour. Drop in for a cold one. It's a great pub. Anyway, I'm off track. So, my friend Sue rocks up. We hug and laugh and catch up on the goss. Then I tell Sue, "Hey, I got the job today." "That's fantastic. I love working there. Great company, terrific people." Yeah, that's great. One problemo, Susie. What the fuck is that Medusa switchboard thingy?" "You gotta be joking. You sure have got some balls, Helza." "Yeah, and marbles in my head. I start Monday. I thought I could bluff my way through that thing." "Don't worry, honey. We have the weekend to teach you. I trained all the girls on the Sylvania switch. I'll tell the boss I'm giving you a refresher course over the weekend. I have the keys and it's in my time. He won't mind." "Shit, I hope you're a fast learner, Helza. We have 2 days." "Fuck, yeah, me too." Well, I did pick it up pretty quick. I cut off a few people, but hey, nobody died, right? Sue saved my ass big time. A few years later, I got her a job she really wanted in a large cosmetic company on my recommendation. It's not what you know, but who you know, hey? And she actually knew what she was doing. Great girl and fond memories.
You're listening to The Chemist Chick with Helen Nichols. True stories from behind the pharmacy counter.
So I'm at Mercedes for about a month when my boyfriend rings me and says, he's in the Pilbara, by the way, in WA, that he misses me. There will be a plane ticket for me at the airport. Well, a Mercedes would be nice, but this is an adventure. 10 years, yeah, right, I didn't even last 10 minutes. So off I go home to pack for the Pilbara. The Pilbara is waiting, wherever or whatever that is. I didn't have a clue about that either. Now, in my time at Mercedes-Benz, I accumulated quite a wardrobe, which I packed for WA. I wanted to look lovely for my boyfriend, so I had my hair done at the hairdressers. I put on my prettiest white cotton dress with little white gloves and a white wide-brimmed hat and a little white handbag. I fly to Perth, then transfer to a smaller rust bucket to the Pilbara. Where am I going? As I stand at the top of the stairs leading to the tarmac, all I can see is red dirt for miles, and boy, is it hot. Nearly everyone on the plane were women, as it was Christmas time, and the wives and girlfriends wanted to be with their loved ones for Christmas Day. Apparently, my boyfriend turned to his mates that were with him and said, "Oh shit, guess which one's mine? I'm dressed like Grace Kelly in a mining town in white, full of red dirt." All the other women had shorts and boob tubes or sarongs and thongs on. Talk about a fish out of water. I was a long way from Kansas now. What is this parallel universe I've walked into? I was a very naive 20-year-old. And on the way back to the dungy, tiny little tin room for the men's accommodation, my boyfriend informs me he has to hide me here until he can get us proper accommodation and to pretend and to dress like a man. As we're in the middle of Poon Brothers construction camp of 600 men, no women allowed. What the fuck? Day one in my manly overalls, hair tucked up in a cap and a pair of old boots, no makeup, trying to look manly. And my boyfriend says, "Shit, you look hot. Just don't speak, okay?" Awesome. Luckily, I only had to put up with this for a couple of days before we got a flat in town. Funny though, after day one in the mess hall, word got around there was a woman in the camp. Day three, I was surrounded by blokes at our table just wanting to talk to a chick. They were all so lovely and respectful and helped me to escape the camp undercover. It was such a funny mission. Then freedom and the Dampier Hotel, which I loved, but seriously, this was not me. And doing tequila shots and playing pool every day while he was at work, I got stir crazy and heat stroke. I had a big fight with him and said, "Screw this," and arranged to hitchhike to Perth with two terrific blokes I met at the pub. We're taking a road train, a huge truck, to Perth. I was done. Luckily, my boyfriend knew them very well and told them to make sure I got there in one piece or else. And he was a guy that you wouldn't want to mess with. So off on my next adventure, Perth. Bye-bye, my potties. Keep on truckin'.
The Chemist Chick with Helen Nichols. True stories from behind the pharmacy counter. You can subscribe to the podcast at Apple Podcasts, Spotify, Google Podcasts, and wherever you hear great podcasts. This has been another quality podcast from Bytes.com.